Hey Sam, it's Ruben.
Hey Ruben.
How are you doing, brother?
Good, how are you?
Working hard.
Did you listen to my message?
I did. You said there's a machine you had to set an eye on, you want some feedback. More than happy to help you. What are you looking at?
Well, it's about 105,000 and I want to see if I qualify or not.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways if your business qualifies. Tell me about the machine you're looking at.
Huh?
Tell me about the machine you're looking at.
It's called a CNC bridge saw.
I'm familiar. New or used?
New.
Who's selling it to you? What vendor?
Well, I got three offers there about the same. You know, the one that I'm interested in.
What are the companies?
There's one that's called OMEC.
Yeah. Who are you working with over there?
With the factory in Italy.
Oh, okay. I actually work with the guys on the U.S. side. I know the guys that sell it. Okay. What else are you looking at?
Then there's one that's called Emedu.
I know Emedu.
And then there's one that it's Grand Court sells it. It's called Cobham Integra.
Give me a second.
It's from Grand Court.
Yeah, I know Grand Courts. I've actually worked with all. I've worked with two of the companies. I actually know a guy at OMAG called Jeff Donholzer. Really nice guy. Let's see. So, Grant. He actually owns another company, but I think he works with them. Okay. And let's see. Take a look at this. So, I'm going to take about 5 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. And do you currently have that saw you got from Penny or no?
It's not a saw. That's a different machine, but I do have it yet.
Okay. And are you using this machine because why are you trying to get this? Is it because business is growing, or because what's
yeah,
the?
It's a high demand right now, so that speeds up things.
Okay. So let's take a look. All right, so give me I'm going to bring up your account. Give me a second here. It's King Stonework Inc., correct?
That's right.
And you got your refund, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me while I ring up your file. And you said it to be 105?
Yeah, about that.
Okay. I'm not going to pull your credit. I'm just going to bring it up. I have it on file. So your score was a 657. Your wife's was a 603. Okay. And you said they're all going to be around 105?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a few different moving pieces on these files. What I want to do is, and are you driving right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have any questions, just stop me. But I want to break it into manageable parts so you can understand like kind of all the moving pieces without overwhelming you. So there's three factors. There's the credit side of approving your file, which is your credit, your business credit, your revenues. There is the paying the vendor side. So a lot of people that work with Italy Direct, I've done a lot of deals, Sam, where people bought from Italy. But just so you know, one of the biggest challenges is that some of these vendors like want all their money up front. And although I've done it once in a while, it's very hard to say, hey, look, we're going to pay the vendor everything up front, because then, well, why don't they keep some money kind of back? I also think, and are you going to assume 105 including shipping and install or plus shipping and install?
Yeah, no, that's including shipping and install.
Okay. So, let's see. Right. So here's my thought. When your credit is, and I'm not trying to beat you up, so this loan would go under your business credit, and I actually had another approval for you already good to go for $30,000 because that's how much the equipment would really cost. Here's the biggest thing when you talk about equipment of this cost. You've really got to kind of pump the brakes and get an idea of how is this equipment affecting my business. I have a customer in Texas who actually just did like his fifth working capital loan with us. But he used the same program as you. But when he first started looking, are you familiar with water jets?
Yeah.
So he wanted to do like a $300,000 water jet. His business is bigger than yours, but it's not that much bigger. It's like 1.5 a year. And when I talked to him, he's like, oh my God. He's like, dude, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, this machine is way too big. So I guess what I would tell you is this. The most important thing you really want to understand, both from your side and the underwriting side, is how does this equipment on a monthly or jobly basis truly affect my business? So in terms of cash flow, so the question I would ask you is this: assuming you get approved and financed, how much money does this equipment make or save your business, you know, per month or per job or per week?
Well, let's put it this way: if I have a guy cutting one slab of granite by hand right now, it will take approximately 2 hours. And the machine can do it in about 30 minutes.
Okay.
So I'll say just employee time, I'll save about an hour and a half. Say he makes $15 an hour, then you're saving $20 an hour. I mean, we cut about eight.
Oh, let's go back there. So you said your employee is $15 an hour, and the job goes from 2 hours to 30 minutes, correct?
That's correct.
All right, so you're going from per slab, goes from 2 hours to 30 minutes. So you're going from $30 a slab to $7.50 a slab.
That's right.
Okay. All right. How many slabs a week or a month do you do?
We do every day at least 4.
Do you guys work? How many days a week do you work?
6.
All right. So there's a little more than, so we got about 25 days a week at 4 slabs. 25 days a week, a month. Times 4 slabs, minimum, right? I'm sure there's days where you do more, right? Sam?
Yeah.
So there's certain days where you do more than 4 slabs, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For 100 slabs minimum a month, we're looking at $7.50 a slab. $7.50 a slab. So here's the challenge. If you use that math, that means that this machine would be saving you a minimum of $750 a month. Obviously, when you talk about 100 grand, the machine's going to cost a lot more than that. So are there any additional reasons why you want this machine, or is it only to save on labor?
Well, you only factor that, you know, that's basically, you know, normally what I cut, because that's the most I can do in a day.
Okay.
You see what I mean? If we can cut every 30 minutes, that means that I'm not limited to just cutting 4.
Okay.
A day, I can do 10.
Okay. Are the guys you're talking to, is the machine in stock or does it need to be built?
No, it's in stock.
Is it for all of them? It's ready to ship?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here's what I think is the best thing to do. And you're not working with you're working with OMAG directly, the factory?
That's right.
And then you're working with Emadu and with Grand Quartz, correct?
That's right.
Okay. So to get the credit side of things done, I have a few basic questions for you. Sorry, give me 1 second, please. All right. Sam, my file's not loading up, so let me look at this and I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.